Today I'm here at Stand for Hussein. It's the same group who came up with the idea of handing out hot chocolate on the day of Arbaeen earlier this year. And now they are celebrating the birthday of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they have decided to hand out sweets and other food items for free. Let's go and see what they're doing and have a chat with a few of them.
Actually, today is the 2nd of Sha'ban, which means that it's Laylat Wiladat al-Imam Hussein. Tomorrow is the birthday of Imam Hussein, and that's why we are handing out food for free to people in the middle of Oslo. People will get to know who Imam Hussein was through getting food and then getting flyers. And inshallah, they'll read the flyers and get some information at least about who Imam Hussein was. And then afterwards, they can go and read about Imam Hussein themselves.
They also introduced painting the faces of children, which is something very interesting for the kids.
I'm painting the faces of the children. We want to spread the joy to the people, not only to the grown-ups, but also to the children. We try to tell them, but if they understand it or not, that's not, I'm not sure about that, but I think they get some of it.
عمليت عظام هاللي يوال حسين لو يصرخ الاسلام ما نمشي على رجلين نركض ركض عالهام فيك اختدينا.
We just want to give a message that Islam is not about terror, especially today. Today is a very special day. We are celebrating the birth of Imam Hussein. He is the grandchild of our prophet. So we just want to spread some love, and we want to show it both with our action, with what we give, with what we do.
Well, it's not so easy to describe Imam Hussein, but in these flyers we are trying to let people know who Imam Hussein was and what he was stand for, and who he was like a person.
It's a part of humanity, sadness and happiness. Imam Hussein stood for humanity and how a human should act and how it should stand for the right thing and the right path. That's why we celebrate the sadness that happened in Karbala and the happiness that came to the family of Ahlul Bayt when the Imam Hussein was born. It's very important that we use every celebration and mark them also to make people listen and hear about the story of Imam Hussein and Ahlul Bayt. It's especially here in the West, a lot of people don't know about Ahlul Bayt, and we want to make to fix that and want them to hear that it's not only the Prophet Muhammad that we cherish, and it's also his Ahlul Bayt.
يا حضر شفوف الناس يا برك يا ابو الاحرار من الجذن الراس كلك عبر مصرار بالماضي لك هدى بين الدهر لوجار لوجارت الايام مشتد عزيز.
So it started to rain, and we had to run inside the center, which you see the background of the market. And here I have one of the volunteers from Stand for Hussein, and let's ask him more about what he has been doing today.
I've been basically giving out these flyers for the people and telling them a little bit about Imam Hussein and what he stood for. And people are quite interested in the way Imam Hussein behaved. We are doing it in a right way. Some people just go on streets and take a speaker and scream, "Come to Islam or you're will die in hell and you go to hell. And, but this is the right way. This is a more a peaceful way, and this is more how it should be.
No one here is handing out food for free. While we are doing in the name of Imam Hussein and by getting barakah, inshallah, from Imam Hussein. So people's responses are very, it's very joyful, like, because we are celebrating something, and we hope that not only we Muslims are happy about it. We hope that everyone can be happy because Imam Hussein was born.
Contact us, baby.